This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Millie M.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Millie M. Are you in need of integrative medicine physician? Well, one might be closer than you think. I have the pleasure of introducing your good neighbor, Dr. Paul Dabney. Dr. Dabney, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Absolutely. We are so excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us more about the Center for Natural Health and Optimal Wellness.
Well, it's a practice that I started about 10 years ago. I actually started off in Toccoa, Georgia. And the reason why I got started with this particular practice is because of I felt there was a strong need to help the community. Toccoa, Georgia is a small town and not to about an hour or so from Atlanta. So when my wife and I started, she's an OBGYN, and she started her practice there as well. And I saw there was a need for alternative medicine. So I started a practice there. So it's a blend of conventional medicine and blending it with integrative medicine. So that's just a unique blend of alternative medicine and conventional medicine as well. To develop a solution, you know, for a problem. For example, if a person who is a diabetic, so they're going to be on, let's say, metformin. Well, a lot of the times, the person who has this particular disease, they're going to need to control their blood sugars a little bit more, or they're going to need something else to offset their condition, like it's a condition called neuropathy, and that's damaging of the nerves, causing nerve pain. Sometimes the diabetes gets to the point where the metformin is not helping with neuropathy. It's only helping with the blood sugar, not with the inflammation of the nerve. So using some of the different things that I have in my black bag, so to speak, I'm able to kind of offset some of their different health problems and stuff. But I'm still working with their doctor. I'm not getting people off their meds. I'm not doing anything. I'm just blending things together to help manage their disease.
So you're a supplement to the plan that they're already within.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we were talking a little bit earlier about your family history and how you're a little bit outside of that. So your family are more journalism, you know, right. Things like that. So how did you get into medicine?
I actually started with my mother. My mother was a granddaughter of a Native American medicine man. We have a bump or a bruise or whatever. She would apply herbs and stuff to it. And as a kid, you were like, well, can we not go to the doctor? We went to the doctor, but she wanted to handle it on her own. And I saw all this stuff. So I was very curious on how it worked. She never really could explain it to me. We just knew that it worked. But I was still very curious. And when I went to school, I have a degree in microbiology, but I was very curious about how the body works, how bacteria work, what was she doing? So it wasn't until years later when I started working for the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, and the CDC, both in Atlanta. I was a research microbiologist, and I was working on animal microbial resistance, which basically looking at how bacteria and how they interact with antibiotics. Well, come to find out that we were losing the battle. We were running out of solutions to combat these different things. So I figured, why can't we not come up with an alternative approach? So I start looking at green teas, but you know, different things to help. Naturally, they weren't that happy about it, but I started an interest in it. So when my wife graduated from medical school, I wanted to do something. So I applied to a school in Arizona, Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. That's where I started trying to get some questions answered about what we can do or what I can do to help. Along the way, you know, I got a degree in public health and looking at other different diseases. So I was kind of just curious about a lot of stuff. So in the end, when I started my practice, I said that these are some of the things I wanted to look at. I wanted to look at GI disorders. I wanted to look at diabetes, and I wanted to look at sickle cell, among other things. But those were the things I really wanted to target in my practice.
I see that the natural route was a part of your history. I didn't.
Right. It was a side route, but it was the curiosity, and it had been for my mom. One of the things I saw her doing, the curious. So that's why they called me Mr. Why. Because I was always asking, why is this work? How is this work? And it ended up paying off. So as a career, I do this as a career of asking, trying to get questions answered.
I was the Y kid too, and now I just
you understand the importance of it. It's very curious, just being very curious, and it did pay off. But that's one of the things that I like to do, is asking why. So I get involved with I call them medical mysteries, because I do work on things on the side, some things doctors don't know, and I kind of send them to me. And I said, let's see what I can do to kind of help. So I get another pair of eyes on it that's looking at from a, I would not call it from a, not a medical side. So I'm looking at it from the medical side, but looking at it from an alternative side. Maybe there's something that the chemistry behind it is what we're missing. So I do look at that. And there have been cases.
Isn't it amazing how a long civilization has been around and we still don't have
The way I always look at it, it's complicated, but it's not that complicated, because we've been given the answers. We just have to find out what they are. And I'm able to do that. Like I said, I love that. It's just sometimes it does come in different times. But working together with other different communities and stuff helps. Yeah.
Awesome. So what are some myths or misconceptions about your industry or what you do in particular?
Well, that's a good question. I think one of the biggest things that people think, just because it's natural, it's all good. And that's not true in all aspects. Because, for example, if you drink water, we got to have water. But if you drink too much water, that can be a hazard, or drinking too much water, or being encased in too much water, you can drown. So just because it's natural doesn't mean that it's okay. Here's a prime example. Like I said, I work with a lot of diabetics. So they're thinking, if I can take this herbal supplement, whatever, it's going to help lower my blood sugar. Well, sometimes it does lower their blood sugar. It lowers it way too much, too fast. Mm-hmm. They end up having a problem. Or a person who has an autoimmune disease. Well, the autoimmune disease is the immune system is revved up too fast, too much. So they're thinking, I can take this herbal, this supplement to help with my immune system. Well, they're not thinking about calming it down. They're thinking about revving it up. No, you don't want to do that. They end up doing some stuff that they really shouldn't be doing. And so that's why I suggest. So
even these natural solutions do need to have some boundaries, some parameters, some oversight for sure.
Correct. And that would be my job, is to oversee what they're doing, to better monitor how they handle themselves. So I'm keeping them in a safe zone.
Who are your target customers, like clients? Who would be best suited for your services, and how do you find them?
Pretty much, I would say the target patients that I do have would be middle age up until like senior citizens. I mean, I do see other patients that fall below that margin, but these type of people have a lot of health problems, within that age, middle age to elderly, they have a lot of health problems. I actually get these patients either from word of mouth from other patients, or I actually go out there and do a lot of public, do a lot of volunteering, public services. I make myself more accessible to other different doctors, whether they're DOs or their MDs or whatever medical professions that are out there. I just try to let myself become available and attract more patients that way.
Well, I think more people really need to consider, alternative solutions if traditional medicine is not working for them. Have you ever considered doing your own podcast to kind of get the word out there?
I actually have started that. and I have had, you know, I've done podcasts before, but I was basically being interviewed. I was never on the other side of the microphone, so to speak. But more that I'm doing it and getting the encouragement from people like you, that I know that it's something that I need to do. It's just trying to figure out how to do it. I know it's not as easy as it looks. You know, some people make it look so easy, but I know that it needs to be done because I need to be out there more in the public eye to give people proper guidance.
No, for sure. Especially, like I said, when people have a unique perspective on a subject or years of experience in something, their voice really needs to be heard and cut through all that noise. So let's just switch gears for a minute. Outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, if pretty much I try to, we do try to travel. My wife and I've got a wife and two kids. And we have a dog. We do like to do a lot of family events, family traveling, and things like that. But I do like to read. You know, it doesn't have to be science all the time, even though I end up being that way most of the time. But I do like to get more involved with just science fiction reading like I used to do, stuff like that.
Absolutely. So,
you know, I got to find an outlet somewhere.
For sure. Can't be all work and no play.
I know.
Well, Dr. Dabney, please tell our listeners one thing you would like for them to always remember about the Center for Natural Health and Optimal Wellness.
Okay. The one thing that I want everyone to know that I work with individual patients, as you already know, but I think I like to work more with the community. Mm-hmm. I think I can cover a lot more ground as opposed to seeing, you know, a patient an hour or something like that. I can cover more ground by seeing more people within the community setting, working with other different medical professions, letting them know that there are services available, that we can blend different things together. I have encouraged other people in their practice to use other different things, you know, that may be of some help to them.
Well, if someone were listening right now and did want to reach out to you for more information or utilize your services, how would they get in contact with you?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's www.cnhow.org. My office number is area code 706-244-4948.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. You have been a joy. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. Best of luck to you and your business moving forward.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcobbcounty.com. That's gnpcobbcounty.com. Or call 470-470-4506.